Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Ayin Vav, mitzvah number 76. The mitzvah is continuing Parshas Mishpatim, Shelo Lintos Acharei Rabim B'dinei Nefashos B'Shvil Achad. One is not allowed to turn. Bezdin is not allowed to judge a case where it is a capital case, somebody's life is on the line, and it's decided by one vote to the side of Chiyuv. Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death in Dinei Nefashos. We know this is one of the differences between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, at the beginning of the fourth parak, Echad Dinei Mamonos v'Echad Dinei Nefashos b'Drisha v'Chakira. Both Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos need cross-examination. Shenemar Mishpat Echad Yelachem. But then the Mishnah lists off Ma Bein Dinei Mamonos Dinei Nefashos. But then the Mishnah lists off a number of differences. Dinei Mamonos b'Shlosha, Dinei Nefashos b'Esa b'Shlosha. We could talk about these differences by a number of mitzvahs, but we'll talk about it today because this is one of them. Mamonos is 3, Nefashos is 23. Dinei Mamonos poschim bein l'schus bein l'chova. Dinei Mamonos you can start off with doesn't matter defense or prosecution. V'dinei Nefashos poschim l'schus vein poschim l'chova. Dinei Nefashos are only you only poseach l'schus and not l'chova. You always start off for innocence, and then the next one, third one. Dinei Mamonos matin al pi echad bein l'schus bein l'chova. We are mate. We judge the case based on one, meaning Dinei Mamonos is 2-1. So that's it. 2-1 L'chayev, 2-1 L'zakos. We judge the case. Because after all, by Dinei Mamonos, whatever is a schus for one is a chi for the other. But Dinei Nefashos, matin al pi echad l'schus, v'al pi shnayim l'chova. But when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, it's only, you have to win by two. Like the saying goes, right? That source for that idea of all the games you have to win by two goes back to here by Dinei Nefashos. So then the Mishnah continues with other differences, whether you're machzer him, if somebody could change their mind, which we'll get to in the coming days. What about at night? The source of this, those familiar with Sanhedrin, know it from the Dav Beis in Sanhedrin. That's the source of this, that you need an Eda and an Eda, two Eda, 20 plus two plus three, so you have to win by two. Anyway, that is the that is this halacha. It's one of the differences in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis between Mamonos and Nefashos. It says in Sefer Achinuch, Shelo yelech adayin achar das harov b'dinei Nefashos kishiyah tosef ezishecha levad. Dinei Nefashos, if it's 12 to 11 l'schus, then we let the guy off. If it's 12 to 11 l'chayev, we don't. Any other number as well. Let's see, we add on judges. Sometimes the halacha is, if some dayanim don't know, so you'll see for what dayanim. Whatever it is, you cannot win by one to put somebody to death. Ubir ze ki kishetia machlokas bein adayanim b'din adam echad. When there's a machlokas amongst the judges, v'yom ruksasam shu chayev misa, and some of the judges say that he's chayev misa. V'ksasam she'enu chayev, and some say that he's not chayev misa. We should not put him to death. V'hayu hamachayevin yoser al hamazakin echad. And there's one extra one of the mechayvin. Shelo yase hadayin b'chote k'devrei mechayvin. The iser is to paskin and act based on one judge. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, what's the source of this? Lo tiyeh acharei rabim l'ra'os. Don't follow the majority l'ra'os to do evil. So there's sometimes we don't follow the majority l'ra'a. We're going to get to Bez Hashem in a couple of days. Mitzvah, I'm not going to focus on the general topic now because we're going to do it in 2 days. Mitzvah ayin ches is going to be the mitzvah to follow the majority, period. Holchin acharov is a mitzvah d'oraisa for judges to follow the majority in all cases. But this is a prat to that general rule that even though that is true, that we follow the majority, there is one time that you don't follow the majority. That's this pasuk that's written first in the Torah. Lo tiyach rabim l'ra'os. Don't follow the majority for convicting him. So the question is, what do you mean? You can never convict a person? So Chazal say, it doesn't mean generally, but it means a specific case. Klomar, lo telech achar harov, don't follow the rove when it comes to a capital crime. It means bad for this guy. That is only when there is a rove mitzumtzam, a very small, limited rove, only by one. Then you're not allowed to follow it. That's an iser d'oraisa. But if you win by two, afilu l'ros, matrapiyem. But if it's win by two, then even Lara, right? If it's any other way, they win. If it's 13, I have to figure out exactly how do you win by two? When it comes to 12 to 10, you're not going to have 23 judges. 13 to 10, so you win by three. And anything lower, so let's say if the case where you add on judges, you have to win by two. Ubemechilta hatayas latov al pi edechad ulara al pi shnayim. Good. This is what the Rambam says as well in the beginning of Perek Ches and Hilchas Sanhedrin, Bezer Shenechelku, I'll read it, Miksasan Omer Mzaki, Miksasan Omer Chayiv, Hochanach Arov, whenever you have a Machlokas and Besin, you follow the majority. Vizeo Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah, Shenemar Achre Rabin Lahatos. This is the regular Mitzvah Daraisa, following the majority, which Bezer Shem will get to in 2 days. Bamed Ramamurim Bedinin Afashis. Again, this mitzvah has to be understood within the larger mitzvah. When do you say it's only by dinei mamonis? Ubishar dinei iser v'heter v'tami v'tar v'chayotzi b'hen. All cases, iser v'heter. If something kosher or treif, if something mutter or usser. So that is all. You always tumat tamay or tahar. You always go by the majority. Ava b'dinei nefashis. Im nechelku bazeh hachoti im yehareg olo yehareg. If there's a machlokes. Im hayu haro mezakin. Zakai, fine. Im hayu arov machayvin, eino nerak, acheyu machayvin, yeser al mazakin shnayim. You have to win by two. Mipi ashmu alamdu, sha'al zeh, hizira Torah, even though it's not the pashup shot of the pasuk, which we'll get to, Bezrat Hashem, in a minute, in a few minutes, but this is the, according to Chazal, what the Torah warns about, lotiya acharei rabim lura'os, kloma. Im hayu arov notin lura'o, la harog, lotiya achareim, acheyatu hatoyo gedola. Until there's a large leaning, v'yosifu ha-machayvin shnayim, and the machayvin are winning by two. V'kol elu adram kabalahem. Doesn't say this anywhere in the Torah Beferish, but that is the Misora that we have. There is a question that Ben Chaschinach points us out. If you look in the Rambam in the next parak, in parak, a few parakim later, parak Yud Aleph, the Rambam quotes that Mishnah Lathlamed Beis about differences between mamonis and nefashis, and then he says, what about Malkus? What is Malkus for? Is Malkus like Nefashis or Malkus like Mamonis? So Sanhedrin Dafyu, the Gemara says, Malkus b'malka misa omedes. There's a Machlokas, whether Malkus is only with 3 or with 23. So the Rambam holds, Echa dine Nefashis, ve'echa dine Malkus, ve'echa dine Galus, kol hadrachim o'elu shavin bohen. Nefashis, Malkus, and Galus all are the same thing. So you're not going to send somebody to Galus win by one. You're not going to give somebody Malkus winning by one. Elosha Malkus b'shlosha. But the Rambam does pass that Malkus only has 3 judges, not 23. Malkus with 3, but you always have to win by 2 in order to give somebody Malkus. So ask the Menchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. 1 second, how do you win by 2 by Malkus? By Malkus, there are only 3 judges. So what are the choices? Either 2-1, 2-1, Lachayev Malkus is not good enough. That's what Rambam just said. So what's the other choice? 3-0. So you'll never have a possibility. The Rambam says, this halacha applies to Malkus also, you have to win by 2. You'll never win by 2 by Malkus. Because it's only 2-1, which doesn't work, and 3-0, which is not following the majority. That's everybody. That's unanimous. So that is the Menchas Chinuch. Kashi doesn't answer it. He just says that it must be, he just, the Rambam holds this, but it's not really Lamaisa going to happen that you're going to win by 2 by Malkus, because after all, there is no case, unless you add on judges. They didn't know, come up with a case, but really in the Me'ikar Adin Bezdin, it wouldn't work. Good. A fascinating discussion. Many Achronim discuss the Arachayim HaKadosh on this pasuk. The Arachayim HaKadosh says as follows. Arachayim says, what does this pasuk mean? Even read the whole pasuk. Then the pasuk continues. The Arachayim says as follows. There are 2 stumbling blocks. There are 2 mistakes that a very insightful, quick dayan might want to make. And the Torah is coming to warn us, to tell this dayan, don't do it. What is that? Ha'echad. What's the first mistake? What happens if there's a judge, right, Bezin of 23, and there's 22 judges that said chayiv. And then they're up to the last judge to cast his vote. 22 said chayiv. So the judge that is left thinks to himself, he says, I think he's pater. I think he's pater. But you know what? If I say pater, I know the halacha of Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, that if all the Bezdin says chayiv, that he gets off, poter or sobiyad. But if it's 22-1, then he's going to be put to death. You know what I'm going to do, says this judge? I know he's innocent. So I'm going to vote chayiv in order that he should be let off. Innocent, because right now 22-1 he's gonna be convicted. So that's what a person might think. This judge, this number 23, thinks he's innocent. And he's wise and thinks to himself, Im no mar zakai, hine hu yote chayiv. If I say zakai, then I'm gonna lose. Ki yesh sham eda shofetas eda matzelas, v'nipsu devrei osim hefech daiti. So lazet chakem yomer, I'm gonna say chayiv, and then I'm gonna get what I want. Shebazet tiyas svarasim es kayemes, shiyotza zakai mitam paschu kulan. The Gemara says, if they all vote chayiv, Well, you let him off. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's what this pasuk is coming to teach me not to do. It's not your job to get involved to try to outsmart the laws of the Torah. That's why the Torah comes along and tells us, don't do that. V'omar, lo tia achar rabim l'roos. Don't follow the rabim l'ra'a to convict. Don't say that you want to convict just because you want to get the guy off. Kishatia sover svara achas, sheba omrech daitcha yotze zeh anidon chai bedino, kochaku amr chai v'chulu. Don't do that. Ela, emor daitcha kfima sheyadata b'mishpatei Torah. Now you say what you want to say, ve'ein l'cha l'hitchakem al mishpat, ki Hashem hu elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Even though I think, oh, I really know he's innocent, so I'm going to vote the otherwise. No, lo tiach ra'am l'roz, don't do that. Right, so that's a question. We always thought, oh, if somebody thinks that, in a chinami, he's not allowed to change. He has to say emes what he thinks. And the other michshol is just the opposite case. Same idea. Od yesh michshol beiz b'mishpat zeh. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, there's a second michshol. Bofen acher. What's that case? V'hu. Im yira be'enei chachav shehu chayiv k'chol hadayanim shomru chayiv. The other way. He thinks he's chayiv. Like all the other dynamics says chayiv. So it's 22. 22 nothing that say chayiv. So I know he's chayiv, but I know if I say chayiv, so that he's gonna be putter. So I'm gonna say zakai. I'm gonna say zakai, so I'm outvoted and he's chayiv. V'roesh im yomar chayiv, hinei hu yotzei zakai, hefech dvarav shomer chayiv. So it'll be just the opposite. Lo zeh yischakem lomar zakai, k'deshe yote ha-mishpat, achrei rabim. So I'm gonna do the opposite. So says the continuation of the pasuk, losana al riv. Don't argue, don't start an argument for great purposes, because you want to say, oh, I'm going to argue with him so that he'll be mechuyev. The Torah says no. Lo tiach ra'am l'ra'us, that's the first michshol. Don't change your psak and say chayiv in order to get him off. And the second one, don't say zakai in order to get him chayiv. Why not in all these cases? If you know, so why aren't you allowed to switch? So says the Arachayim at the end, V'tam mishpat zeh letzad ki Hashem yoshev b'misim esad ha'yarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Elohim nitsa badas kel, Elohim nitsa badas kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Beis Din. V'hu yishpot b'fihem. U'kashayira ha'mishpat meruma ve'en bo metzias l'zakos ha'zakai yischakem leftoach kulam l'chova v'siva sheyeki zakai bazeh. So Arachayim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. He wouldn't let things happen. And if he wants it to be innocent, it'll be innocent. Don't try to outsmart the system. Similar idea. I mean, that's the Arachayim, and many Achronim talk about this Arachayim, whether it's Misvara, we follow this, but that's what we do. We say that you're not supposed to change no matter what. Rabbi Simon in his piece in Imre Baruch on Sheker, on Midrash Sheker Turchak, he quotes his Arachayim also, and he says, it just shows you how far we have to stay away from Sheker, even though, you know, the ends don't always justify the means. The Ramban, we've quoted this Ramban before, the Ramban has a similar idea in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's in charge, and it's not up to us to change anything. And in the end of Shoftim, where the Ramban talks about Kasha Zamam Alo Kasha Asa, the big problem of how is it that once the din is carried out, and then Edom are proven to be Zomamin, so what is the halacha? We say that they are Pater, right? Kasha Zamam Alo Kasha Asa, so how is that possible? So the Ramban says, Ki Mishpat Edom Zomamin B'Gzeiras HaShalit. Number one is Gzeiras HaKasif. Gzeiras HaKasif, ultimately, we cannot give punishment. But then the Ramban says, well-known line, Aval, im neherag Ruvain, if it comes out that they actually put Ruvain to death, nachzov shahaya emet, kol asher he'idu olav harishonim. It must be that it was emet. Why? Ki hu ba'avon omeis. It must be not for this, but it's for something else. V'ilo hayet tzadik lo yazvenu Hashem bi'adam. If he was a tzadik, Hashem wouldn't have let it happen. K'mosh amar ha'kasuf, Hashem lo yazvenu bi'ado, v'lo yarshienu bi'hishavto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have let it happen if this person really did not deserve it. He wouldn't have let it happen. Va'od shlo yitir Hashem ha'shoftim ha'tzadikim ha'omdim lefanav l'shpoch dam naki. He wouldn't have let the judges commit such a heinous crime. Ki ha'mishpat le'elokim hu, v'hu yenachem b'derech emes. So it's just like the Arachayim HaKadosh here says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. You just judge like you're supposed to judge. So too, the Ramban says it by Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa. So that's the Arachayim HaKadosh. That is, I saw in the Kemosi Shalom Rav. He also quotes one of the Achronim that says a similar idea. That don't follow, if you know, let's say there's a dying that always knows his friends argue with him. I always know, it's like siblings. Whatever I say, they're going to say something else. So again, a dying is not supposed to say the opposite just because he knows his friends are going to argue on him. Right, we have to express what we think is MS, and the rest is out of our control. Okay, let's continue. Misharshi mitzvah zu. So that's the shorsh behind this mitzvah. Why don't we say that you could judge a case l'chayiv based on one? What's the shorsh behind the mitzvah? Says the chinuch, l'fi shenitz tavinu lihidamos b'maaseinu limidas Hashem Baruch Hu. Because we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to imitate Hashem. The highest level of love is imitation. Right? Younger children always follow older children because they want to imitate them. That's how they want to be like them. Umi midosav shehu rav chesed klomar sheose im b'nei adam lefnim mishuras adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always goes above and beyond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes above and beyond. So therefore, if it's only one, we're going to let the guy off. Hitzilu ha'eda. V'gam anachnu desavidu b'kach shiyaz chus b'din nefashe yosra l'chiyiv lefi shehu davar she'en lo tashlumen. You can't just pay it back. So in this case, we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Radak says on the pasuk in Ashrei, Chanun v'rachum Hashem erech hapayim u'gedol chesed. What is gedol chesed? He goes above and beyond. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chesed is just overflowing. Gedol chesed, and so the Kodesh, but we have to follow. We have to follow Kodesh Baruch Hu in that regard. We've touched on this a number of times already in these shiurim, but it's never enough discussing this mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'halachta b'drachav. The Rambam. It's not 100% clear every aspect of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot what the order is. We know the Chinuch's order is Al Seder HaParsha. The Rambam has clusters of mitzvos. He has groups. But at the beginning, you would think his first 10-15 are defining. So the Rambam has, what do the mitzvot say? Belief in Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Those are the first four. Number five is davening. The first act that is on the list is davening. Then the mitzvah is number six is to stick to Tamid HaChamim. Number seven is always to be swear in the name of Hashem positively. And then number eight, Shetzivanu lihidamos bo yitaleh lefi yecholteinu. It's a separate mitzvah say daraisa. It's not just a general be like God, be holy. The Rambam counts it as a separate one of the 613 to be like Hashem. V'hu amro v'halachta b'drachav et esezim pachas kisavo v'kfar kefal tzivi zev yamar en ekev v'lechaz b'chol drachav u'ba b'pir shzeh ma'akadosh aruchu nikra rachum avatoch rachum ma'akadosh aruchu nikra chanun avatoch chanun ma'hu nikra tzadik. Right, this is a separate mitzvah say. Right, he alludes to it. He quotes both Gemaras, but we've touched on in the past. There are two different Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufla Megimel and Sota Daf Yedalad. Shabbos Kufla Megimel says V'anvehu Anivahu Mahu Af Ata. That's about Midos. Mahu Rachu, Mahu Chanan, Mahu Tzadik. But in the Gemara in Sota Daf Yedalad, that's about actions. The Gemara there mentions four actions that Hashem does that we are supposed to imitate. He clothed the naked by Adam and Chava. He visited the sick by Avram Avinu. He was Menachem Avelim by Yitzchak, and when Avram died, and he was Kover Mason by Moshe Rabbeinu. So those are the four mitzvahs that he did, and we have to be like him, so we have to be like Hashem in action and in Mido. So this mitzvah, says the Chinuch, is part of that. Rav Soloveitchik, in many of his writings, expands on this idea even more than what Chazal did. Right, two places, Rav Soloveitchik in two places. One in Reflections. In Reflections, Volume 1, where he has an article, Chapter 2, is Imitating God. He talks about Maisa Bracious. It's a Bracious. Many of the Ramban already asked, what do we learn from Maisa Bracious? There are no mitzvahs there. We can't even understand it. So what is Maisa Bracious there for? So says the Rav, maybe the purpose is to teach us Mahu Borei Olamos, Af Ata Borei Olamos. The chiv of being creative. The chiv of always accomplishing. The feeling of waking up every day and saying, what can I do? Man must be creative in both the material and the spiritual realms. There are diseases to conquer. Rivers to control. Miseries to extirpate. Conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us that particular territories were assigned to each nation and to Jews v'chulu. Education is a fulfillment of creativity par excellence. That's the V'halachta B'drachav. That even goes further. The Medrash, that is very hard to understand. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds and destroyed them. Created worlds and destroyed them. What's the message for us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants. The message for us is if we start a project and we build a world that it doesn't succeed, get up and do it again. And rebuild. Mahu Afata. So that's in terms of being a borei. Fin Nefesh HaRav, Rav Schechter quotes in the chapter on Valach the Bedrach of a number of ideas, but the first one which he elaborates on from the Rav is Mahu. What do we mean when we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Echad doesn't mean one in numerical terms. Hashem is one, because there's no two. There's not one as compared to two. He quotes, that's why some people didn't like to say the first line of Echad Miyodea. Because all the other ones are numbers. There were two luchos, there were three, there were four. One is Hashem, that one is not like the others, because one means one of two? No, because that one means unique. That one means that nothing could be compared to. That's what it means, Hashem Echad. So, says the Rav, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique, so too each person is unique. Each person has a certain tafkin in life. Like Rav Kook says, Elokai Achelo Notzarti Eini Chadayvi Achshav Shenotzarti Kilo Notzarti. Before this moment in history, I didn't have a tafkid. Now I have my tafkid. Sometimes I have to do mitzvah and Yom Kippur that I haven't fulfilled it. But that is all based on the halacha b'drachav, as this mitzvah is as well. Continuing, Mishpatei Mitzvah Zuprak Dalat Sanhedrin, it's explained in Sanhedrin, the laws, V'yover Alav Achayev Barov HaMichra Be'echad, if Beis Din paskins based on one, L'chiyev Avraham Mitzvah Melech V'oncho Gadol Ma'od, he violates the a mitzvah and he has a terrible punishment, Shegoreim Li'ibu Nefesh Lo Kedini, kill somebody who was not supposed to be killed. The Minchas Chinuch and Oz Gimel says that there's no Malkus. There's no Malkus on this law. The question is, why not? There's no Malkus. It doesn't put somebody to death, so it could be that the reason is because the Isser is really the decision. It's not the act. The act of carrying out the Misa, that's the result. But the Isser is the decision. The decision to Paskin based on one. So that's Lav Shema Misa. We have that various times by Isser that have Misa involved, but at root they're not a Lav Shema Misa. We discussed way back in Pashas Yisra, Lo Sachmod. Lo Sachmod, the Rambam says, is a Lav Shema Misa. So you're not going to get Malkus, even though the Isser is only violated when I force the guy to sell it to me or to give it to me. So again, because that root, it's an Isser Shebelev. And how far does it go, even if you force the guy to sell it to you? But again, at root here too, it might be the decision. Just end with one more thought. The Talmud Das, or Sternbach, writes, Al Pipshuto, the Pasuk. Right, we know what Chazal learned from it. Al Pipshuto, Lo Tiach Aram LaRos, says the Rav Sternbach, there's a natural mentality to always follow the majority. To always follow its mob mentality. Sometimes we're driving, right? There's a whole lane that's open and everybody's in one lane. Or anytime, there's two lines to get something. Everybody's in one line. I'm like, why don't we just go to the other line? Why don't we go to the other lane? But there's a mob mentality. We like to do what everybody else is doing. So sometimes even to the side of evil. So says the Torah, Lo Tiach Aram LaRos. If everybody's doing something negative against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't follow them. You gotta stand up and be strong. Avraham HaIvri. You got to be on the other side, right? And he quotes a story that we quoted back in Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the mitzvah of Emunah. He quotes a story about Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz. That one time, one of the governmental officials was talking to Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, and he says in your Torah that you have to follow the majority. So most of the world doesn't believe in your God. So shouldn't you give it up? You should follow the majority. Acharam lahatos. You follow the majority. So Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz says you only follow the majority when there's a doubt about the Metzius. But if it's vadai, if you know for sure, then the majority can be wrong. So that's why we're sure. That's why everybody else is wrong. But that's this pasuk. Lo tiach aram laros. If you know, if we're strong in what we believe, like the Torah says, the beginning of Aruch Chaim in Siman Aleph, Havei Ra Yudim Etem Omer. Right, the first thing, Az Kanamer. We gotta be strong. We gotta be bold, even if everybody else is making fun of us in terms of Avodas Hashem. We gotta do what we know is right, even though the majority is doing the other side. So that's Lo tiach aram laros. We have to do what we can in terms of standing up for what we believe in. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Better shall we continue? I again thank everyone for all of their good wishes. Baruch Hashem, the bris was this morning. Chananya David, and Better Hashem, we should celebrate many smachot together.